1300 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Flint Hills Community Health Center, your medical home. Flint Hills Community Health Center, 420 West 15th. Call 620-342-4864.
The COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective and continue to be highly effective against hospitalization and severe outcomes of the disease. The emergence of the Omicron variant underscores the importance of getting vaccinated and getting a booster. Flint Hills Community Health urges you to get vaccinated if you're not and minimize the effects of COVID-19. Schedule your vaccine or booster at Flint Hills Community Health Center by calling 620-342-4864.
UA News time is now 8:47, which makes it Newsmaker 2 time here this Thursday. We're pleased to have with us USD 251 North Lyon County Superintendent Bob Blair here this morning.
Bob, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Bob.
Good morning. Doing well, guys.
Good. Glad to have you on with us here today. Brought you in here, and we're going to be having more of our area superintendents on with us here next 2 to 3 weeks as we really get a semester-to-semester update. By and large, Bob, how has the fall semester gone for you at USD 251?
Yeah, we really feel like we had a great first semester here. Obviously, several kids were affected with quarantines and things and had to be out for a few days, but I think overall we've kept things rolling pretty good, and students are learning and things are happening.
So how is your staff maintained through all this, Bob? Any shortages there?
Yeah, we were thin on substitute teachers before COVID, and so that, we're always thin, it seems like. And one really cool thing is we've had a lot of people within the district step up and assume other roles and fill in for people that's not necessarily in their job description. So, we've been able to maintain our staffing even through all of this. And even though we've had a few staff positives and quarantines this year, not as many as last year, it doesn't seem like.
Bob, how much of an influx have you had in people interested in being subs after the recent announcement here from the state about those TEAL, the temporary emergency authorization licenses?
Yeah, great question. I don't know that we've had any inquiries on that yet, and we haven't really put out any information of our own on that yet, but that's something we'll probably do in the near future. Like I said, we are thin on subs, and we've been able to maintain them, but that would be an option for us in the future if we need to do that.
So the mitigation strategies that you entered, the fall semester with, obviously, you happy with the way things worked out then, or have worked out?
Yeah, we're pretty much on that same track right now. Obviously, like a lot of schools and organizations, the first part of this year, we had kind of a balloon and COVID positives among students that second and third week of January. Now it looks like it's coming back down. And I think we're fortunate because we didn't have the numbers of staff and students positive that a lot of districts had that had to close down for a few days.
Bob, what do you credit that, the fact that you've been able to maintain in classroom learning to a large degree without the number of, maybe a large number of executive sessions for students that have been requesting remote, because clearly you can't go remote because of the rules that were laid out by the state last year, but you really haven't had a whole lot of students that have been asking for remote learning access here since that changeover. I think it was last summer.
Yeah, that's correct. I think that's the $64,000 question is, health-wise, why things have sorted out here the way they have versus other places. And, my best answer to that probably is, we're a little bit smaller district and less numbers in our buildings. And I don't know if that's the reason, but that's my take on it is, maybe our smaller environment has helped us out in that way.
So, Bob, you have a new principal at Northern Heights High School. Is that correct?
Yeah, Dave Watkins is going to come over from Burlington. He's been the assistant principal and activities director at Burlington, I think, for about the last 10 years. We're really thrilled to find someone with his experience. He's got 29 years of experience in education, and about half of that or better in administration as an assistant principal, athletic director, activities director. I believe he was at Council Grove before he went to Burlington. So we're very excited to have someone with his level of experience, and a lot of the things that he has done at Burlington are initiatives that we're doing here. So I think it's a great fit for our district.
So when does he start?
He'll start in July, August time frame, and we'll be meeting with him occasionally before then to get him off on the right track. And so, you know, he's a great addition to our district.
A lot of fairly big shoes to fill, though, with the retirement of Peggy Fort here kind of coinciding with that.
Yeah, Peggy's been in our district for a long time as an elementary principal and then as a high school principal at Northern Heights. And she, you know, her shoes will be big to fill. She's done a lot of positive things for our district, and we're going to miss her in her retirement, obviously.
Now, one of the things that you've been really working hard towards over the last, really since you came on board, is the preschool. And I'm not exactly sure where you're at in the construction phase, but the board's obviously fully supporting this. And the way it sounded here as of a couple of months ago, you're fully on track to have the preschool ready for students as soon as August and really the start of the fall semester.
Yeah, that's right. We'll open up that four-year-old preschool in August, and the construction started December the 1st, and it's coming along very nice. We're in that phase right now where we're picking paint colors and carpet colors and tile colors and epoxy colors and all those good things. And I'm colorblind, so it's a good thing I've had a lot of good people here to help me out with that. So that's a plus, having those people around to look at colors for me. But seriously, you know, like I've said before, it's an exciting time for our district because it's going to fill that gap in early childhood education that's so important for kids pre-kindergarten, so they get off to a good start and they're successful throughout their elementary and high school years.
Yeah, that's exciting news for North Lyon County School District, no doubt about that. For people that don't know, where will that preschool be, Bob?
It is in a building just catty corner across the street from our K-8 building there on Broadway and Americus. So it's in really close proximity to the elementary building, and it'd be easy to share resources right there across the street. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, a lot of good things happening in Americus right now.
Yeah. You've also got a lot of improvement projects at the different school buildings, if memory serves me correctly, that are either underway or coming soon.
Yeah, we're on the verge of completing all of our projects this year. We have a few things that haven't been completed, and those things that haven't been completed, we've kind of been hamstringed by shipping problems and things like that. We've got most of this year's projects done, and our board will be sitting down the next few board meetings or the next couple of board meetings and having some lengthy discussions about what projects we're going to work on this summer, and just updating that five-year capital outlay plan that we already have in place and making sure that we're maintaining what we have now.
Bob, what different activities are you looking forward to as you get into the spring semester here?
Well, obviously, basketball season's in full swing now, and it's exciting to watch our boys and girls play and have some success. And, you know, when spring comes, we're working on some different things or talking about some different things to try to get more parents into our buildings and more of our patrons into our buildings. And I think that's a long-term discussion. And you know, we'll be coming up with some things in the near future to have some events where we can invite the community and the parents into our buildings more, you know, to see firsthand what we're doing academically.
Well, and I know that your elementary school will be the sponsor school, the host school of the Lyon County Spelling Bee that will be at the Humanitarian Center here in Emporia coming up February 10th. So that's exciting for North Lyon County.
I know we've got some good people working on that right now for us, too.
We're looking forward to that coming up in February, February 10th. I think
you're right. Bob, one other thing I was going to ask you about has to do with, you know, all the duties that you have, and you assume the duty of being the girls' head coach on top of everything else that you got going on. How are you able to balance all of that time that you've got with your other district duties?
Yeah, well, you know, time's been pretty thin. I've been pretty stretched, I'll admit, but it's been a lot of fun, and I sure didn't mind stepping up to help the girls' team out this year when we were having trouble finding a coach. And this is, you know, I've coached basketball on and off for the past 32 years, boys and girls, and this group of girls is just a really special group, and they're fun to coach, and, you know, they've been successful in the past even before I got here, and just feel fortunate to be able to work with them and help them out.
And they're Flint Hill Shootout Tournament champions.
Exactly.
As well, congrats on that, Bob.
Yeah, that was exciting. They played really well in that tournament over the weekend, definitely.
All right. Well, Bob, really appreciate your time here with us today. Reach out if you got anything for us, and we'll be happy to get you on.
All right. Great great to talk to you guys.
Hey, thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, always good to talk to UST 251 North Lyon County Superintendent Bob Blair on our Newsmaker 2 this morning, Chuck.
All right, if you want to be part of the Newsmaker 2s, we've got some open now, although by this time tomorrow, most of them or all of them could well be finished out and closed. So give us a call, 620-342-1400 or email KVUE at KVUE.com.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Flint Hills Community Health Center, your medical home. Flint Hills Community Health Center, 420 West 15th. Call 620-342-4864. Flint Hills Community Health Center. It's 8:57.
Are you in need of Chiefs gear for the upcoming AFC Championship game? Well, rush down to the Sports Fan in downtown Emporia. They have a nice variety of Chiefs apparel and merchandise to get you ready for a
touchdown, Kansas City!
Loungewear, t-shirts, stocking caps, clear tote bags, cups, and more. Shop the Chiefs section at the Sports Fan, 524 Commercial in downtown Emporia. They'd like to thank their customers for their continued support.
Looking for an industry that offers a fixed schedule? Then look no further.